I'll tell you what, Brad Davidson will have something to say about this, being a Perth boy. How are you, Davo?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Davo.
They're back from a week's leave, and have a good week off.
Yeah, it was good. Nice to freshen up. I didn't watch many races. I just got to ride away from, which I like to do on holidays, and just get nice and fresh for the time ahead.
Oh, you're fresh for just, you know, day one of the championships, as good as it gets as far as racing's concerned this weekend. But we are going to have reduced prize money, and I guess this is a sensible decision, Brad, particularly just the fact, you know, no crowds, no sponsors, or, you know, reduced sponsorship and no tab agencies open to physically go in and put your bet on.
Yeah, exactly right, Jared. We know that a lot of the money comes through wagering and, you know, on course crowds and the revenue that that attracts and whatnot. So we are going to see those reduced stakes this weekend, but just great that we can get the championships underway. Those, basically, as it looks, the group ones, will most of them will probably, you know, half in prize money. The likes of the Doncaster Mile down to 1.5, the TJ Smith down to 1.25, the Derby down to a mil, and whatnot right throughout. And the country and provincial championships, they'll lose $100,000 each. But look, it's still worth... Yeah, the Doncaster Mile's still worth 1.5, and the Queen Elizabeth's still worth 2 million, Sydney Cup a mil. So it's still, you know, very good prize money on offer. And, you know, these 2 days in particular, they're the highlights of the autumn. And just great that at the moment in these tough times that racing can give us something to look forward to and continue to watch on the weekend.
Well, you had an upset in the Vinery on the weekend. I think most people thought Funstar and Probabil were going to be the two live chances, but Shout the Bar, she ended up winning, and it's blown the Oaks right open.
Yeah, absolutely, Loz. You know, everyone, I think, was on that same sort of train of thought there with Funstar and Probabil, thinking they're the, you know, the two standout fillies this season, and that they would dominate at least the Vinery. And then, you know, the Oaks could always... be a different story because it's generally down to who stays the best. But I think it's, you know, it's fair to say Funstar's a bit disappointing. I know she was wide in the Vinery there on the weekend, but she started at $1.75. She was expected to win, and I don't think she really saw out the trip. I know she was a bit keen after travelling wide throughout, but when you have a look and you break down the race shape, it was a very slowly run race, so it's probably no real negative to be wide really at all. So with that in mind, look, she remains the $4 favourite for the Oaks at this stage. But, yeah, Shout the Bar now $4.50 after winning the Vinery for Gay and Adrian. And probably doubtful. It's got next door to $6. Colette, the one that interests me, at $8 there for the Godolphin team. This is a filly that's been coming through the provincial ranks. And she won over 1885 at Newcastle about a month and a half ago when I was there that day. And she just blew them away on a soft track, and then had a nice little break and come back and just looks to have gone to another level again. Won well, beating Jamara first up from a little break, and would expect to see her in the Adrian Knox this weekend. She looks like she's going to really stay. She's got a bit of X factor about her, and I wouldn't be surprised if she's right there in the thick of things in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think she was $101 just before she crossed the line there at Newcastle that day, Dave Owen. Within seconds, I looked down and saw bets coming straight away for her to win the Oaks. And now an $8 chance, as you mentioned, Colette. Very elegant, winning the Tancred on the weekend. I mean, how good is she? Because she's, you know, when she came past the post the first time, she still has the tendency to throw her head around. And you just think, if this horse, and she settles better now than what she did previously, but if she could really settle, she could be anything.
Yeah, exactly. And we know that she loves a wet track as well. That's the other good thing about her. But you're right, she still overdoes it a touch, but Chris Waller's done a tremendous job with her to get her to be able to switch off to some degree, because she used to be an absolute head case and just throw her head around and always get her head very high and have that high head carriage. But look, she blew her rivals away there on the weekend of the Tancred. I think it's fair to say it wasn't the strongest race. You know, at weight for age, Mustajir and Avilius has been a bit below par this autumn as well. So with that in mind, you know, it's going to be another step up. But whether she goes to the Queen Elizabeth now, Chris Waller's left the door slightly ajar for that. But, you know, he's eyeing off those Caulfield Cups, Melbourne Cups in the spring. She's long been thought of a Cups horse, but I think it's fair to say last spring, just being the, you know, the four-year-old spring horse, probably just a bit immature for that. So she'll probably get a crack at those later this year. Is she right up to those? I still would like to probably see, but look, she was very dominant there on the weekend and heading in the right direction for sure.
Good to have you back, Davo. Have a good day.
Cheers, guys.